All right, now good evening to you guys. If you didn't join, hope you guys great. Good afternoon. I shall say it's 4:22 p.m. All right now. What is waiting on this phone all right now for me? That's Lord. I told you guys I still got my original job, so I have to do some work. All right now, that's Lord. But you know, I'm optimistic. I'm not going to argue with anybody. I can't. I'm not giving the United States no money. I ain't got today. Behinds got told as much this morning. Everybody's not racist, all right? No, that's the Lord. But before I try to change those who are racist, see, I'm not going to do that. All the marching and the other stuff, people jumping on phones, you know, calling you niggers. I mean, I told you guys, there's nothing compared to the stuff Biden called me. Biden called me a nigger so much last year, too. It was funny. He called me trash. He called me a gorilla. He called me a monkey. He called me stupid, right? After he got me kicked out of my house. To going the extra effort for 3 months between three different jobs to make me look stupid. Then he called me stupid, said everything. He needs to control everything because that's what these racists were taught to be. You understand what I'm saying? All right, now my William posted this. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now he's shooting the board and there's a black bird. I guess that stands for me, right? That's for the Lord. All right, now what you know, just these some nasty ass folks. All right, now that's for the Lord. So at least people globally got to see that I was not overreacting. That's what I was saying as far as the racism is concerned. I have been talking about this for quite some time. As far as my home is concerned, as far as my living situation, I don't put William in no foolishness, but that is what I'm saying. Does that make sense? You had these assholes with their views and how messed up they are trying to beg me. I don't owe you shit, right? Nobody owes you assholes shit. Stop begging, right? I'm not going to give you anything. All right, now, and that's what I said. I'm like, okay, these are the scummy, godless, heartless, nasty buttholes that are begging me. I have to work, so I have to get on the phone. Does that make sense? At the first job company I have, I mean, that's for the Lord. All right, now, so you know not to, stand it. Does that make sense? I didn't appreciate somebody jumping on the phone and thinking they funny. All right, now, to my understanding, that horse trying to twist and talk about it, they meant it as a joke. All right, now, well, you don't get to say the N-word to me. All right, now, you know, that's for the Lord. I'm going to break this down for you again of what my problem is. You saying that word to me, okay? You do not have the lynchings associated with the word nigger to be saying that to me. You don't have the pain associated with the word nigger. You do not have the hangings associated with the word nigger. You don't have the affirmative action associated with the word nigger. The statement says you don't have the disparity in the racial bias associated with the word nigger. You don't have the beatings and the lynchings associated with the word nigger. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't have the injustice associated with the word nigger. You don't have the experiences with the Klan and the lynchings back in the 60s associated with the word nigger. Do you understand what I'm saying, right? All right, now, you don't have the disparity of people calling you stupid despite putting nothing in a formula thinking they can steal it associated with the word nigger. You understand what I'm saying? My point is, okay, you do not have the history associated with that word to be calling me anything like that, right? Right now, you had some dumb slut type of it was just a joke. Right now, don't joke with me like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right now, that's for the Lord. So you could change your skin color and have the association with the racism in America associated with the word nigger, the hatred associated with the word nigger, the rejection associated with the word nigger. Right now, the satire associated with the word nigger, the evil associated with the word nigger, the hatred associated with the word nigger. Does that make sense? Right now, the lynchings associated with the word nigger, the heartache associated with the word nigger. The pain associated with the word nigger, the mistreatment associated with the word nigger. Does that make sense? Right now, you know, until you have that, don't ever say that shit to me. You have no right. Don't do that. You know, I don't take that as a joke. You know, I'm not ashamed to say that. I was happy to talk about it. You had these clowns trying to bet me for money. I'm like, these folks are really begging me for fucking money. You know, your views, you know how you were raised, you know how your grandparents were raised, your great grandparents were raised. And some people believe in the Lord. Does that make sense? Make shit back there in the, and back there in the Jim Crow lynching era. You know, that's the Lord, right? Now, you guys ever heard of Russell Cornwell? All right, now, his dad was a preacher. Said, you know, what they say, a black pro, there was a guy sued for his freedom saying that, you know, talking about he won a third of a person, these clown-ass racists. Does that make sense? Okay, as far as, like, you know, that's another condition of the word nigger. So you don't say that to me, right? Like I said, I'm not trying to live in America. I'm not trying to change the mind of a racist, right? My point is, until you had the pain, the vitriol, the hatred, the lynchings, the beating, the targeting, you know, does that make sense? The disparity, the foolishness associated with that word, don't you ever say that shit to me. Period, right? People start saying that multiracial in Hawaii, and does that make sense? Right? And I was like, you know, yeah, true enough, but you know, I mean, people are getting on the phone telling me how black I am, and that is my point, right? I'm under no delusion about being black, and I'm proud to be black. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's what. They were in my blood so many times, they saw the Hawaiian. You know, does that make sense? Pop up into the fact that it's undeniable and undisputable at this point. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, yeah, speaking of which, right now, as far as, all right, now, William posted this, right now, all right, now, the black shooting his hand, you know, all right, now, because, like, clearly people are recognizing the shit was very racist, and what did TurboTax and Intuit do, right? Talk about, thank you so much, all right, now, we appreciate your work, and then, like, you know, I mean, that's supposed to be over on May the 15th, today's the 22nd, right? All right, now on the Sunday night, that's not even a business day, at 11 o'clock at nighttime. Business day is on Monday. Most people are asleep on Sunday night. Not trying to pull something like this that somebody be calling nigger on Saturday night, right? That's my point, right? So, you know, people are seeing the racism there, and I don't have to say what it is. I'm happy to call it out. You have these clown-ass racists trying to beg me. I am on this fake-ass switchboard. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm on a fake switchboard. Yeah, I mean, 180, like 200 sextillion dollars, right? Should be right about now, right? They counted it. All right, and I got 54 sextillion dollars. I'm not giving America shit. I don't care how much money it is. Go make your own fucking money. So clearly my rights have been different. Clearly my treatment has been different. Clearly, when I was putting together, well, the Holy Spirit gave me software. All right, now clearly the Lord knew that people would call me names and niggers and everything else. He still gave me the software. Does that make sense? They better go listen to Divine Revelation of Hell and Heaven. What Ms. Baxter said, she saw King Solomon in heaven and said he's a big, tall, black guy. Does that make sense? Yeah. All right, now that's Lord. All right, now King David was a red-headed Jewish guy. Does that make sense? I guess Bathsheba was black. Had to have been. But she gave testimonies about it. Does that make sense? Right now, you cannot whitewash history because you want to be a certain way. She even described Jesus, said Jesus is olive-complected, right? That's not a stretch at all because of the mere fact the Lord is Jewish. You know, you can't make things be this or that because you want America to reflect a certain way. That's my point. I hope people hear what I'm saying. And even if you don't, that's fine too, right? As far as, like, you know, these little clown-ass racists trying to jump me, talking about a vice presidency, the slither they sorry asses at the top of this. Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you do that, right? Does that make sense? Right now, that's Floyd. They tried to immediately slither their asses at the top of talking about vice presidency for my own company. And then start saying, I'm racist when I said it will never happen, a white man being at the top of this. This is why I took offense to it, okay? Like they try to slither their sorry asses at the top of it and take credit for it and trying to whitewash it. Just as sure as I'm on one of these fake switchboards that somebody can jump up there with ease and just call me a nigger just like that. I'm working honorably. Does that make sense? I'm not out selling dope or drugs. I'm not a prostitute with several baby daddies. Milking the welfare system, taking food stamps and government assistance. You had a racist ass clown admit he was trying to put me in a cycle of poverty, though, to cause me to be a stereotype based on his own actions, right? Stop, right? All right, now, so I'm not giving the United States any money. Fuck that. Ooh, no. All right, now, that's what I'm doing. I'm working so I can leave. All right, now, I found Canada. I found Mexico. I told you guys I'm finna get going. I do not want to live in the United States. It's not for me to convince a racist of anything. This racist tried to frame me over and over again after he humiliated me, embarrassed me, damn it, stressed me out. I can't even put into words how stressed I was. Took me through so much evil. I thank God I have a job left. Does that mean since I talked to my supervisor this morning by Christ Jesus' goodness? Yes, right? I can get back on the phone. All right, now that's what they're going to publish a new commit. So right now, but it's some crazy stuff. So everybody is not the same. No. It's just a mere fact. It's just, all right, now that's with another job. That's not with TurboTax pulling. They, not even on a business day. They come in at 11 o'clock at nighttime, not even on a business day. All right, now, you know, on a Sunday night where people are most likely sleeping, don't put their kids to bed. They go to bed to get up for work. And they come in at 11 o'clock at nighttime with something like that, you know, after you've been called a nigger the previous night. On the weekend, that are not even business days. All right, now for the main corporate office, right? Stop it. You know, so that's what you're dealing with. Does that make sense? Right now, so for complaining about it, that was retaliation, right? What they tell these shitholes in the United States, they can't disguise their racism. I mean, racism, please. Biden called them black children at that pool roaches. You guys remember that? I told you guys, I showed you guys that. He couldn't help himself. People see, but when he behind the scenes with people that look like him, he let a couple of things slip about nigger and roaches and everything else. You have small black children that didn't do anything to Biden. He called them roaches. Technically, I'm like, what do roaches have to do with a pool? He called them children roaches, right? Nasty asshole clown, right? Put this back up here, too. So, you know, it's not a stretch that he popped this dumb ass up, calling me trash, calling me a gorilla, calling me a monkey, calling me a nigger. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord right now, you know, and he keep putting me on this fake switchboard. Let me explain the fake switchboard. That's what I've been trying to do for the longest time. Let me explain why there's a fake switchboard. The fake switchboard is to put bigots on to call me niggers, to tell say they want to hang me, to say they want to, you know, frame me, because a lot of them say they want to frame me, saying they want to kill me. I got some racists telling me that was the wrong color to have something like this. You guys can listen to the stuff, right? Oh, man, there's stuff. One of these son of a bitches jumped up last week and said he marked Furman. I promise to God. All right, now, a racist got on the phone with me on TurboTax last week and said he marked Furman. I let the shit slide. I shouldn't have did that. I should have talked about that shit. Damn, does that make sense right now? But knowing I have to work, does that make sense around what you guys like to do the streaming and fat shit my ass, right? You know who Mark Furman is, all right? That ain't got nothing to do with OJ, right? God have mercy. God, you know, burn his soul. Good God, mercy, boy. I don't know where he is. It ain't my business to say where he is. I have no idea. He got kids. I'm trying to be sensitive. I don't know. And it's not my business. I'd rather not think about him. All right, now, but yeah, you know, he got up on the phone and said he Mark Furman. Did Mark Furman said nigger so much to it went funny? Oh, my God, have mercy. He was a real deal racist. Do you understand what I'm saying? But a clown popped up on the phone saying he Mark Furman, right? You think that's a joke, too? That happened last week. You guys can fact check my ass. You can go back to the streaming on TurboTax last week, right? I got the fuck off the phone. I didn't even speak to it because if I had, people would have said I'm overreacting. Okay, so a week later, somebody sent him on. They Mark Furman on the phone. Guys, it's this week they call me a nigger, right? Or Saturday night, right? That's last week, right? All right, now that's for the Lord. And this week, you know, they say thank you for the program. All right, now last year I was on the program to May 15th. That was the last day of the program. They let me go to May the 15th this time after I complained about being called a nigger on TurboTax and Intuit's lies, right? I mean, it is what it is, all right? No, they told these old racists, all right, on Biden's, you know, shitty, dick-sucking, incestuous, pedophilic, racist lines, right? Let me explain that. Okay, this is the purpose of a fake switchboard. A fake switchboard can control your money, can dry up your money, can pull everybody off the fake switchboard. The fake switchboard followed me between three separate jobs. I have not had any real calls because you got some clown-ass racists. Do you think these racists give a fuck about my protection? They say they want to kill me, lynch me. Does that make sense? T.D. Jakes was telling the shit about rape, and he comes straight up the Congo, not him. Oh, no, don't answer me like that. Oh, no. All right, now, that's the letter, right? Now, these racists saying they want to destroy me, harm me, steal everything from me. This little jackass, John, this is a stupid-ass boy. So he'll be watching me for 3 years, can't make his own, formerly a clown. All right, now, that's the letter. Everybody just turned the other way like these racists are taught to do. The reason for a fake switchboard. Okay, this is the reason for it. It's incendiary to do this stuff. It's divisive to do this stuff. It's incendiary to go up on somebody's job and start harassing them. It's incendiary and racist for some racist-ass clown old man get on the phone last week and talk about he Mark Furman. I mean, this is what you're dealing with. Some nasty ass folks. I let it slide. I got to work. I'm like, fuck this. I need to work. I've been through enough stuff. I need to work. The nigger stuff was just a bridge too far for me, so I said something, right? Don't do that. All right, now I just explained as to why at the beginning. All right, now I think I need to break down again. You know, why don't play the nigger word with me, okay? Nigger, you, don't do that. All right, now you don't have the lynchings associated with the word nigger. You don't have the rapes associated with the word nigger. You don't have the affirmative action needed associated with the word nigger. The DEI, whatever it is. You don't have that associated with the word nigger. The disparity associated with the word nigger. The mistreatment associated with the word nigger. You know what they said? You don't do universal health care because of black people again back there in 1930s. Fact check my ass. You don't have the mistreatment associated with the word nigger. You don't have, like, you know, the oppression out of high positions associated with the word nigger. All right, now, granted, some people do get through the stat makes sense. Some people don't. And they say that it's a racial divide. The stat makes sense. You know, you had some clown-ass racist trying to scheme up to stick some white man at the top with something that's $206 trillion. Like, I'm like, that's why I took such offense to it. And even people don't understand it. They should see it as clear as day now, right? That'll never happen. No, I'm going over to, you know, to Europe and Asia to run the software. Does that make sense? So right now, this is my milk, my land of milk and honey. All right, when I have kids, I teach them how to do it when they become an teenager. Right now, I'm not teaching anybody else how to do shit, right? No, the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, right? When they become an age, I teach them how to do it. Does that make sense to right now? I won't be teaching you how to do it. Does that make sense to right now? That's for the Lord. That's for my own bloodline. My bloodline will be kids that I press out. Does that make sense to right now? My own bloodline. The Bible says that you're supposed to leave an inheritance to your children's children. You're supposed to consider your kids, your grandkids. You're supposed to consider that stuff. I am not giving you shit, right? Does that make sense? You never gave me shit. What is it? Pull myself up by the bootstraps and all that says that these clown-ass men making up their fake walls, being racist, sucking each other's dicks, and people like T.D. Jakes, too, to be all the way fair here, nasty old man. All right, no, that's the word. Right now, email to the fact that your own stupid-ass wall is crushing you. You begging me to tell your nasty ass you couldn't beg. You're supposed to be on this clown's fake switchboard where he can drop your money. You're supposed to be on this fake switchboard where you this clown is putting bigots on the phone calling you niggers and monkeys. If you don't believe the monkeys coming, pull up a rise last year, my last day before I got blocked out of my accounts. There were so many monkeys across that screen to it went funny. You cannot miss it. It's in January the 8th, 2023. Fat check my ass to pull it up. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was so many monkeys appearing across the screen on these fake switchboards. They know what they're doing, right? You think these assholes care about my safety? I'm sleeping in the back of a car. I'm up and down the street at 10 o'clock at night time. They drop my checks. I'm starving. I can't feed myself until my prayer partners, they ignore it. You think these assholes care about my safety? Then why is this clown-ass old racist chin clown man putting me on these fake switchboards still to control my money, to put bigots on the phone, to harass me, to mistreat me? All right, now, to threaten me, that's why. That's why I'm on a fake switchboard. It is not for my protection. We've established that. Does that make sense? Did you see what happened to me last year? If not the stress, the humiliation, the embarrassment, being up and down the street at 10 o'clock at night time, sleeping in the back of a car, all that shit is quite dangerous. Does that make sense? So don't run this shit at me. These clown-ass racists care about my safety on their fake-ass switchboard. You know, what's up, right? That is what's going on. So this clown can control things, and at will, he can pull people off the phone and try to drop my money again. Like, you know, one of his bigoted friends jumped their ass on the phone on this Biden's fake-ass switchboard, right? This surveillance stuff, this Biden's fake-ass switchboard. It's this clown-ass old man, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord. Again, I say, all right, now, you know, what's up, right? on Biden's fake ass switchboard, right? It's not political. What did I do to Biden? I keep saying that. You got January, February, March, April, May, June, late June of last year. Okay. Name anything I said about this clown. Nobody ain't thinking about him. He is not somebody that sticks in your head to a clown, right? He's stupid. He's just like a, how can I put this? He like the stereotypical, you know, stereotypical geezer. He don't really stick in your head as something extraordinary. So you don't think about Biden, right? So clearly, go back to my streaming to verify what I'm saying. I made no comments about Biden because Biden went on my mind, right? All right, no, he sucked William's dick, but I didn't learn that until last year. Does that mean since I started looking into it? And I'm like, what the fuck? He sucked your dick? And then I asked William about it, and I looked into it. He's like, yeah, that is right. He did suck his dick, and he sucked, you know, some other dicks too, but let's be nice with how serious things are, right? All right, no, that's the Lord, right? Now the prime minister's dick, right? And somebody, you know, let's be nice. But, you know, that's the Lord, right? Now, so that's my point. You know, Biden's fake switchboard has a purpose. Biden's fake switchboard is to drop my money. Biden's fake switchboard is to harass me. Biden's fake switchboard is to threaten me. Biden's fake switchboard is to say that I'm monkeys and niggers and John and John and John, because my granddaddy's name is John. Biden's fake switchboard is to propel racism. Biden's fake switchboard is my point, to drop your money, to put you in crazy positions. Biden's fake switchboard between all these different jobs has a purpose, right? That's what I'm saying. I hope you guys will. All right, now here's William putting up the bird because these assholes can't beg, right? I'm not giving them shit. Does that make sense? Canada and Mexico right there. I don't simply leave. They go to Canada and Mexico. I'm not Canada, I'm staying in the United States. All right, now I like Canada. I think the weather. I like Mexico too because, you know, we find stuff close to the border in Canada. I'm trying. All right, no, that's the Lord right now. But I like the United States. I'm not trying to stay in the United States and I give the United States any money. I have said, no, I'm not helping the United States. You're right. This asshole tried to frame me over and over and over again because he know I'm not evil, right? This racist tried to frame me. Oh, my shit. If anything had been evil about me, this old clown would have jumped this ass in it, which he tried to for 2 whole years. He a nasty old racist man. See, I'm not a criminal like Joe Biden. Right? You know, actually that, right? I hope you guys are well, right? No, thank you guys so much.